Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Hour two for Monday, August 16th. Very happy to welcome in, as we did a week ago. Normally we go 2 weeks without talking to Mike Hughes, but that's so much going on last week. We want to bring him back. Hello, Mike. Well, are you completely out of the Hollywood mode now? Are you back with us here in mid-Michigan?
I'm finally settled back, and the cure really was to go to the Folk Festival this weekend. The Folk Festival was so all-consuming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that by the end of that, I had Hollywood completely out of my mind, and my mind was filled with Irish brogues and things like that.
Well, what was the number one thought you were left with as you look back on this pilgrimage to Southern California?
Well, that everything is pretty good. Everything is okay. It's just that there aren't the great shows. Remember we were talking about last week, the only great show I saw was Boardwalk Empire, the Martin Scorsese show that's on HBO. Since then, I've seen some cable things that are getting close to great. There is a show called Luther on BBC America. It's a detective show, and that's pretty close to great. PBS has a couple of shows that are pretty close to great. There's a documentary about circuses that's surprisingly good, and Kenneth Branagh is coming back and doing more of his Swedish detective stories, of all things, that are good. But you look at those, and you see something that's really, really good, and then you realize that so much the best that you get on the regular networks these days mostly is pretty good. And, and there's a bunch of those. And maybe I should just mention a few of the pretty good ones.
Go ahead. We'll take the pretty goods.
Okay, pretty good ones. Okay, first of all, there's some pretty good comedies. And, you know, Mondays are always good comedy nights on CBS. So they've added this show called Mike and Molly on, coming up. And, you know, it's a romantic comedy involving two overweight people. And up until a couple years ago, all overweight comedies were just badly done. This one's very well done by the same people who do Big Bang Theory. It's just a good comedy. There's another good comedy on Wednesdays on ABC, which is Better Together. It's just a three-generation romantic comedy. And you see what they're doing. When they have a good comedy like that, they put it in a night that already works. ABC has good comedies on Wednesdays. CBS has good ones on Mondays. You hardly even notice those shows are there. They'll fit in so well. And that's good news. Plus this thing, Raising Hope, on Tuesdays is good. And some of the dramas are not bad. My Generation is a clever idea for a drama, which is that we pretend it's a documentary. We're looking at this couple people that graduated now, and then we flash back and look at them 10 years ago, when supposedly the first round of the documentary was done, and we see how they've gone. That's a pretty good one. This thriller called The Event with Jason Ritter, that's a pretty good one. And then, you know, I talk about Lone Star some, and let's pause and say something that's good about a U of M guy, okay?
Go ahead.
We can't always talk about MSU. Pretend that your friend Thomas is here right now.
Okay. That's fine.
There is this kid named Jimmy Wolk. He now calls himself James Wolk, and he went to he came from Farmington Hills. He went to University of Michigan. He's barely been out of the school for like 2 or 3 years, and now he's starring in the show called Lone Star, 9 o'clock Mondays on Fox. And I'll tell you, it is the performance of the year. He plays a charming schemer. He's out to scam people, but it turns out that he's got a good heart, too. He's fallen in love with two people that he's scamming in two different cities. He's marrying them both. This is a mistake and scam done. Remember this. If you're ever trying to cheat people out of money, don't fall in love with them and don't marry them, especially when they live in the same state.
Well, the marriage part sounds like it might be a pretty popular scam, but falling in love with them, I don't think most scammers are supposed to do that.
No, he does not have the idea of it all. So you can tell that this is one of the deeper roles that someone's ever had, because we have to show a guy who has a good heart, a bad soul, and an evil father all at once, and he has to somehow bring it all together. It's a really difficult performance, and Jimmy Wolk just pulls it off wonderfully. So that's the thing. I didn't see any great shows, but I saw great something or others. In this case, a great performance, you know. So there's little signs of hope all over the place.
Wasn't it true that the new season really used to begin in September?
Yeah, and it's still basically Will. They got awfully carried away for a while. They were sneaking chills into late August and early September and so forth. Basically, they're all holding their ground this week, this time, and mostly it'll be the third week of September. A little bit will sneak in now and then, but that's just like CW. That doesn't count, right? CW doesn't count. But what's funny is that makes these next 4 or 5 weeks kind of the fallow ground in between, because some of the big summer things have ended now, including So You Think You Can Dance, which I still say is the best summer show there is. Okay, that's done. We're 5 weeks away from the new fall season. So there could be a little empty ground in here right now, and that's why I say thank God for cable. You know, if you have cable and if you have all the channels,
right,
you're going to have something to do for the next 5 weeks.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, I've talked about Leverage before, and
I don't watch
a lot of episodic TV, but that comes on right in front of Rizzoli and Isles, which I've watched twice now, and it's pretty entertaining stuff.
And cable keeps it up on the other nights, too. The same channel that does Leverage on Sundays, they've got actually Closer, and then the new episodes of Rizzoli and Isles are on Mondays.
You're talking about TNT.
TNT, I mean, yeah. And then they've got Hawthorne, and it's a pretty good episode of Hawthorne on Tuesday, and Memphis Beat. Those are five new hours we're talking about, all on TNT. And USA's got several new hours.
They obviously didn't get the memo about late September.
Yeah, what they know is that counter program. You know, when the other guys are weak, you come out strong. So let's take tonight. A lot of us don't get Showtime. But if you did get Showtime, there'd be two new comedies tonight. One of them is the season opener of Weeds, which is a pretty good show and certainly the best show that TV has ever done about marijuana dealers. Okay? Okay. That's at 10 o'clock tonight, season opener on Showtime. But then at 10:30 is The Big C, which is probably the funniest show TV's ever done about cancer, okay? And that is Laura Linney stars on it, and that's at 10:30 tonight. And you know, here we are. You know, it should be a nothing night, and there's a couple new shows coming on. And the same thing, there's two new shows coming on Tuesday. The Kids in the Hall are coming back on Friday on a channel called IFC. See, some of these are channels that most of us don't
get.
It stands for Independent Film Channel. And they used to have just independent movies, and it's popping up there. Some of these things you need a satellite dish for, you need to buy the full package and everything. But if you got it, there ain't no dead weeks anymore. There's something going on all the time.
Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist, our guest on Ebling and You. Mike, how's your neck?
Oh, yeah. It's getting better. It's been 2 weeks since I talked to Shaq. It's a little better. Hey, let me ask you now. Because I know, you, of course, you've done a zillion basketball people over the years. Did you ever interview Shaq?
I did. I actually, I was covering the Lakers, then I wound up covering the Heat when he was there with Dwayne Wade. But I spent a lot of time for the Associated Press covering the Lakers when the Pistons beat them.
In
the finals, and the tension in that locker room with Ian Kobe Bryant, I tell you what, you could have cut it with a noodle.
And when you're talking to him then, he wasn't sitting down, right? He was standing up, or
both. Okay. He actually sat down because he likes the mic. He really enjoys the attention. But you know, I have a picture of my friend Earl Robinson,
who's not a very tall gentleman.
He's about 5 foot negative three.
Okay,
and he was interviewing Bob Lanier.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it was what they call a strong vertical.
Oh man, and this is I don't know why, but this night. First of all, they all of a sudden said there's been a few people added to this Mixer. Mixer's a free-form thing where no set interviews. And they said a few people. One of them is Shaquille O'Neal. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that would be interesting. And all of a sudden I look, and there's Shaq walking in the door with someone. So I raced over there. I was the first person to talk to him. First of all, he's looking very elegant. He's wearing a black suit coat, a black vest, and a black bow tie. Now, you've probably heard that a bow tie makes a man look smaller.
Didn't work.
Not true. Didn't work at all. This guy is, as you're aware, enormous. Yeah, and for whatever reason, he did not feel like bending down, sitting down, leaning down, anything. So I just had to reach way up there and talk to him. And he was talking very quietly. So it's fascinating to shoot your voice way up there and just kind of let the words drift down to you like that, you know.
You know, in basketball, you get a lot of people who are very tall.
Yeah.
He's not tall. He's huge.
Oh, everywhere. You're right. And that's the thing that impresses you. Because, like I say, you and I have from time to time talked to large people, but never this totality. I mean, never a guy that big, that wide, that tall. It's just, there's too much of everything there. And hardly any of it is excess. People say, oh, he's too slow, he should lose weight. No, most of it is just Shaq. That's all it is. Incidentally, he's not the tallest person I've ever interviewed, strangely enough.
Okay.
Kevin Peter Hall, the late Kevin Peter Hall, was actor for NBC.
Yeah.
He was only 7'2", but NBC claimed he was 7'4". And he took offense at that because he said, why do you have to lie about 7'2" anyway? But I talked to him, for whatever reason, that one was vertical too. So this Shaq was the second tallest person I've ever talked to.
Mike, we'll talk with you again next week, if that's all right.
That sounds real good. More today.
Okay. Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist. We'll be right back with Dan Kilbridge, formerly Lansing State Journal, now SpartanTailgate.com. Coming up next on Ebling and You.